I'm David Brancaccio. Later this morning, we'll get the official reading on inflation as experienced by people who buy retail, which must be everyone. The consensus of forecasters is for the consumer price index to go up 1.1% just in that 1 month, May to June, slightly higher than a month earlier. That would mean that prices went up a wallet-stinging 8.8% in 1 year. This is high fuel prices made worse by Russia's war in Ukraine and persistent backlogs for stuff on order. Now, inflation can knock a household budget out of whack. Today, a look at lower-income families in military service, where prices are making it harder for people to feed themselves adequately. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
When Kelly Clore's husband first enlisted in the Air Force back in 2008, things were tough.
There were times that it's like, well, I guess we're going to have cereal today. You know, we're at the end of the pay period, and we don't really have a whole lot of money left over to go to the grocery store and have a big grocery order.
Things are much better now. Clore's husband is an officer. She's a consultant with Blue Star Families, a military service organization. Clore says a Blue Star survey found that 1 in 7 military families is food insecure. Congress is now considering a Pentagon funding bill that would continue a basic needs allowance for low-income service members. Josh Protas is with the group Mazon, a Jewish organization focused on hunger.
And unfortunately, for far too long, military families have been struggling and have turned in desperation to charities and to food pantries.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates the allowance averages around $400 a month. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.